Let's get started. We're learning Siman Tzadik, and we're in Sif Chaf Aleph, discussing different the makom where a person has to be when he's mispavel. So part of the makom is in the room he's in. He has to make sure that there's no chatzitza, davar chaytzeit. Says the Shulchan Aruch, tzarech shelo yehei davar chaytzeit beinoi uvein hakir. Person should be sure that there's nothing between him and the wall. The main reason for this we'll see is because it's mevatel the kavana. There is another reason brought in the Torah and Siman Tzadik Ches that it's when a person is mispalel, so he has to make his tefillah daima to a korban, and by the kohanim there's a halacha that there shouldn't be a chatzitza between the kohen and the kli, and he does the avoda. But the ikar tam that's defining the halacha over here is that a person gets distracted if there are things between him and the wall, and therefore we'll see different objects and different exceptions to the rule. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah up to this point, so we get into the halacha, and then we'll see the different items that we're discussing. Huh? It's supposed to get a wall if you can. Yeah, we'll see what is considered a chatzitza, what's not considered a chatzitza. We're in Sif Chaf Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Samach Gimel. So it shouldn't be something between him and the wall. When Yeshaya Navi came to him and told him that he was going to be nifter, so he, as an einish for not being Isaac Gemara says in prayer Verivia, so he turned. He says, "I have a Kabbalah, mi beis avi avi, from David the Melech, that if he was chayav chadam and nachaf al shetavar shel adam, ayimnam atmim in a rachamim, he shouldn't refrain from being mispalel." So he was mispalel. So it says in the positive that he turned to the wall and he was mispalel. So we see from there there's an inyan that there should be nothing between him and the wall. I mean, kol makom, I guess that means that he's completely focused in his tefillah. That was the idea. There was nothing there, nothing in the world, only him and the wall, him and the Shem. I mean, kol makom, ein ze elo the mitzvah min a muvchar. This halacha that there should not be a chatzitza b'chwal is not ma'akev, it's a mitzvah min a muvchar. I mean, this is ideal, but it's not ma'akev. The tefillah, your yotzei tefillah, even if there is something between you and the wall, blaz be'isura, there's no isur, there's nothing wrong with a person who is something between him and the wall. He should, if he can, find a place and have a place that does not have hefsek between them and the wall, but it's not ma'akev. It's keshetar v'kach, l'tzad deka kamakom. So if he's crowded, if that's his place in shul, or whatever it may be, and he has things between him, it's not ma'akev. Okay. Im yevshar b'kalos l'spalol bin nacher, if it's not easy for him to be mispalol in any other way, k'gon l'famim, sh'mispalol in ba'asara v'ezaheder, sometimes there's a minion in the inner room, and this room was not set up for tefillah, so there are things in the way. Not everybody can find a place that there's nothing between him and the wall. The tzibur should not hold up the tefillah because of this. To have to go find a different room. Let's go try to find a room where everybody can have a place by the wall. No, there's no such chiyuv. So, and if he happens to be one of the people that didn't get a place by the wall, what does he do? He should close his eyes, or he's probably taicha siddur, or he should daven from the siddur. And he shouldn't look outside. The truth is, really, he shouldn't be looking outside the siddur or have his eyes open anyway. But al kapanim, this din, that there shouldn't be a devar chaytzeit, the eitza is, if his eyes are closed, or if his eyes are in the siddur, then he doesn't have bitul kavana, aide davra chaytzeit shulafanav, by the thing that's in front of him. The point is, we shouldn't have things distracting us, so if he can't fix that by his circumstances, then at least he could close his eyes or stay focused on the siddur. Samach dalet, beino bein akir, there shouldn't be anything between him and the wall, bafilu im hu rachoik min akir, even if he's far away from the wall. So, Shai made the emtsa basic anesthesis. It says in the middle of the shul, Gam ken yishli zayish lo yachut beinoi bekir. He should also make sure that there's nothing between him and the wall. He can be in the middle of the room, but he should have a direct line to the wall of the basic anesthesis, which we'll see about tables and chairs and shtenders and all the things that we know are normally between us and the wall. We'll talk about that when we start talking about the objects that could be in our way. But al kopanim, for now, he's just saying the halacha is that this halacha, that there shouldn't be something between him and the wall, is even applicable if he's not standing next to the wall. He could be standing away from the wall, and still there's such a consideration. The prima gadim is inclined to say that if it's outside of his dalat amos, it's a different reshus v'shari. So you have here the Mishnah Berurah brings down two opinions. First, he says tam that even if you're in the middle of the room, you should be careful not to have a chatzitza, it's a magen avram. And the prima gadim says that it's possible that in this halacha of chatzitza, we look at his reshus, the area that he's in, and if something is outside of his dalat amos, that doesn't bother this halacha of between him and the wall. So if he's further away from the wall than dalat amos, and there's something outside his dalat amos, that's not a problem. Okay, let's go further now. Let's discuss the different objects that could be in our way. We're back to the Shulchan Aruch in Sifchav Aleph. V'davar kavua, something that's kavua. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, there's a little bit of a machlokas how exactly to define kavua, but let's go with the first opinion. Kavua means something that doesn't usually get moved around. It means it could be moved sometimes. It doesn't usually get moved around. That's called kavua. Kagayin arayin, like arayin. Thinking of the right word for this, okay, a dresser, a bookshelf, something like that. The teva, a box. And it could be these, when the shul we're talking about, so it could be a svarim shank or the bima. Einam chaytetim. These things are not chaytet because they don't get moved around too often. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah up to that point. So davar kavua. Let's see Mishnah Berurah, sifkat and samachet. The teva, umitei shalanu, our bed, as hasuyei l'shkiva, that we sleep in them, vein derek v'taltalan v'makom l'makom. It's not normal to move them from place to place. Nikois davar kavua, leinam chaytet tzeitz. And they're not chaytet. Let me just give a little background to appreciate what's happening here. There's a tzeitz that says that an arm and a teva are called a davar kavua, but mitas are not called a davar kavua. They're not called a davar kavua. So the Beis Yosef pine is that what Tosfos meant to say was the mitos that Tosfos was referring to were the mitos that were used by Chazal, which generally were by the mealtime they would have a bench that they would lay on and eat. And the benches got moved around, like our chairs. So they were a metalful. Their mamas not kavua. So the Beis Yosef says that that's what Tosfos meant, that a mita is not a davar kavua, but our bed that we sleep on, so they stay in the same place. So something that generally stays in the same place has a din of a davar kavua, and therefore our mitas, the mita shalanu, which we sleep in, those are considered to be a davar kavua, and therefore they're not mafsik. Things that are kavua are just part of the room, and they're not a chatzitzi. Yeah, v'yesh chalkim. Others disagree. The Bach disagrees. First of all, he says that it doesn't make so much. It's hard to understand that Tosfos should be talking about something in the time of Chazal. He's saying halacha l'maaseh. So Tosfos was talking about our beds. And Tosfos said that our beds are not called a davar kavua. So what was the machlokas, the Bach and the Beis Yosef? The Bach, the Beis Yosef defined a davar kavua as something like the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein derech l'taltalan mimakom l'makom. You don't usually move it. You may move it from time to time. Like our beds, a bed he sleeps on, sometimes he'll move it to a different place and he'll change places. But it's not something that gets moved too often. That's called a davar kavua. That's how Beis Yosef looked at our beds. But the beds of Chazal, those they use as like a bench. They mamish moved around from place to place. That's called not kavua. That's what the Beis Yosef looked at. The Bach said, no. Our beds, since they get moved around from time to time, he'll change around the space, the position of his furniture, he moves the bed to something that happens occasionally. So then, that's called a davar mitaltal. That's not called kavua. And the teva and the arun that the Tosfos said is called kavua is something that never gets moved. Even if it gets moved every once in a while, they always put it back into the same place. They're cleaning for Pesach, they move it, and they put it right back in the same place, whatever it is. Yeah. The point is that it's something that it has a makam kavua. That's how the Bach looks at kavua. Kavua has to be that it mamish has a makam kavua. Is clear? According to the Beis Yosef, Kavua could be. It can move it every once in a while also. It's still called Kavua. A little bit looser definition. And the Bach says, no, Kavua means it never gets moved. Even if you move it, we always put it back in the same place. That's called Kavias. But if it gets moved, sometimes you switch the position. You put it in a different place, even if it's not so often. That's already called metal. So that's a machlokus. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins v'toyv lahachmir b'de efsher. It would be good to be machmir b'de efsher. Okay, the reason why it's good to understand exactly the definition is that in the shuls, generally speaking, okay, you have, let's say that you look at the tables or let's say a bima that moves, it has a makam kavua, but it will get moved. Let's say, I don't know, Simchas Torah, there are times that it will be moved in the year, right? They'll move it out of the way, and then they put it back in the same place. So then, according to everybody, that has a din of a davar kavua. Yeah? That's clear? Okay, it's good to know the definition, what's called kavua or not. Let's go further now in the mechaber. We said one exception to the rule, something that even though it's in the way is not a problem, is a davar kavua. Now let's see another exception. V'loi chashiv, this is in the parentheses, v'loi chashiv mechitza rak b'davar gadol. It has to be a davar gadol to be a mechitza. Shagavo Yud has to be 10 tfachim high, we say 40 inches in general. Virach by Dalad, it has to be Dalad tfachim wide, a little more than a foot. Dalad tfachim wide. So that's the, a davar gadol could be a mechitza, could get in the way between him and the wall. Aval davar katan, something that's smaller than these dimensions, 10 tfachim high by 4 tfachim wide, like Hashav Hefsek. That is not considered to be a hefsek, and that's also not a problem between him and the wall. Good. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Samech Vav, Rag V'davar Gadol, only big things are a problem, small things are not a problem. So now the big Shiloh and Achrenim over here, the Magen Avraham talks about, the Taz talks about, is what about a shtender? It's an old minig to daven by a shtender, and the shtender, it seems, is 10 tefachim high, and it's dalat tefachim wide, even if the bottom, the legs are not, but since by the top it's dalat tefachim wide, so that's considered to be a davar gadol, and it's mafsik, and it's a davar mitalfel, it's not kavua, so we don't have the heter of the Shulchan Aruch, which we mentioned already, and it's a davar gadol, so you have a problem. So how could it be that the linig was the davar by a standard? This is the question that the Achronim are bothered by, so the Taz, and the Magen Avraham also says such a similar teretz is that if it's letzairich the tefila, then it's also not chaytzeit. Even if it's not kavua, it moves around, and it's big, so it's in the way. But if it's something that is letzairich the tefila, then it's also not a chatzitza between you and the wall. There shouldn't be something between you and the wall. Yeah. Yeah. All kinds of things in the way. We have tables, we have chairs, we have... you're asking if a table stender is different. So a table... But let's first see what he says about our standard stender, and then we can talk about a table stender. We'll figure out the halacha, it'll be the same thing. But let's see. I am the Taz, look in the Taz. They call davar shul tzeirich tefila. Anything that's a tzeirich tefila, it needs to be there for his tefila. Now, tefila hu gadol harbe, even if it's very big, ein chashuv hefsek, it's not considered to be hefsek. So we have all the qualifications of a chatzitza. It moves and it's big, but since it's a tzeirich tefila, it's not a hefsek. Kagoyin hashulchan shababayis, the table that's in the house, shemenichan alav asidr, that you put the sidr on. That's where the minig comes from in the shul. Everybody has a little table, a current stender. That's called a stender. But they put the sidurim on the stender. See? It's an old minig. Even though it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim wide, so it really technically should qualify as a hefsek. But Lamaise is no problem. The King comes with Shari Akranim. The other Akranim also say this. Okay, so you want to know now, so let's talk about the tables in the shul. So also should be no problem. First of all, it could be that the tables have a halacha of a davar kavua, because even though they do get moved, but most shuls have a standard setup. So they're going to come back to the same place. So let's call that kavua. But even if you can argue that this same table doesn't end up in the same yeah okay, but al kapanim is a tzarek the tefila. Yeah. Okay. It depends on the setup of the shul. But al kapanim, it certainly has this heter that it's a dover the tzarek the shul. Yeah. Yes. Are you asking about the bima, especially if it's raised up and if it has a mechitza around it? Yeah. So then it could be, okay, I was going to say it could qualify, that itself could qualify as davening by the wall, but I'll kopanim, even without saying that, since it's kavua, it has its set place, and that's for sure not a problem of being a mechitza. That's good. I think that a kavua like that are mamish, they don't get moved, even if they're movable, maybe they move it once a year. So then that would have a halacha of a davar kavua, and it's not a chatzitza. Yeah. The tables, they get moving around, so then maybe you could start wondering if it has a halacha of a davar kavua. Maybe not. So then you have the other hetzer that it's a tzarek v'tfila. Yeah, so now you're asking about a table stender. So of course the same thing. You need it for the tfila. So we could probably say that about just about anything in the shul, is that you need it for the tfila. Yeah. Now, I'm not 100% sure. Let's say nobody's using it. That means that it's needed for this tefillah, or it's needed... Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get so clear about that halacha. But al kapanim, it's something that is needed. Rak boy dalad. We said that the width has to be dalad to be a davar gadol, says the Mishnah Berurah, Samech Zayin. Rak boy dalad. Afilu im eino yirach of dalad, rak lamayla v'lalamata. Right? By the standard, generally it's big on top, but not on the bottom. So that's still called a davar gadol. Samachav, lechashiv hefsek. We said that these things are not a hefsek. So now, until now, we were saying that this is a davar gadol is not a hefsek. And now the Mishnah Berurah is going to mention there are poskim that hold that a davar gadol is a hefsek. The Pri Chadash says that really, if you ask me, I would have said the opposite, that a davar gadol is a hefsek and davar katan is not a hefsek. But Al Kapanim, the Mishnah Berurah is not going to mention the Kula of the Pre-Chadash. He's going to mention the Chum of the Pre-Chadash, that a davar gadol could be a hefsek. It's big, it's in the way. But Pre-Chadash, kind of like the Pre-Chadash, disagrees with the Ramah. He holds that a davar gadol is a hefsek. The King, the Sefer Maimer Mordechai Kosav, davar gadol always is a hefsek. I got mixed up here. We're saying that even a davar katan could be a hefsek. Even a davar katan could be a hefsek. Yeah, I told you exact opposite. Pre-Chadash says that a davar gadol is like davening by the wall. A davar gadol is like its own mechitza, so that's not a problem. Excuse me, but a davar katan, the small things that are in your way, those are distracting, and those have a din of a chatzitza. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's the exact opposite. So the Pre-Chadash chaylek, he holds that small things are a problem. The Kain, the Sefer Maimer Mordechai, also because of the Midivri Tshuvas of Rambam. The Rambam was asked about, we'll see soon, tapestries that are hanging on the wall, if those are considered to be a chatzitza. So the Rambam said that the tapestries themselves, just the drapes and things like that, are not a problem. If they have designs on them, they're distracting, so they're better not. And Agav, in that tshuva, the Rambam mentioned that little things, small things, like sacks hanging from the walls, are a problem of a chatzitza. So from the Rambam, it's mashma that small things are a problem. That was the Maimer Mordechai's raya from the Rambam, that you do have to be concerned about small things being a chatzitza. Amikomakom, however, the safsalim sheva beis hakneses, the chairs, the benches that are in the shul, chuli al malei chashiv hefsek, are not a problem. The kavuim, they're kavua. Okay, we're talking about, you know, if you go to beis tefila and you have these benches that are heavy and you know haven't moved for the last 40 years. So then, huh? Yeah, no. Then that's no problem. That's definitely kavua. That's definitely kavua. But okay. You have to know each shul, each place has a different tzura. So if it's just on chairs that move around, they're certainly not called kavua. Then you have to have another head to look, or it has to be the tzura. The tefila, I don't know. Again, an abandoned chair. I'm not so sure if that's called tzura tefila. So far, all we had is the shtender he's using. Yeah. Nobody's using it right now. That's not Tzarech Tefillah. The table that he's davening on, he puts a sitter on the table. That's the Taz Seder. The stender that he's sitting at, that's called a Tzarech Tefillah. A potential some of these things. Yeah, if you're coming to daven your Shemoneh Esrei right now, and you want to know, is this in my way or not? So if there's nobody sitting there, nobody's using it.
There. It's there for
someone. Yeah, I understand. You're saying that Lamaite is in the shul for the Tzarek Tefillah. Maybe it's not being used at this moment, but it's there for the purpose of Tzarek Tefillah. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, is how broadly do we expand this idea of Tzarek Tefillah? Yeah. I'm just saying that the Mishnah Berurah only mentioned the table that you're using, the stender that you're using. And also, you see over here, why did he have to talk about that it's kavua? He could have said it's a tzarech tefillah. Everything in the basic Knesset is he had to say that the benches, the satsalim, are kavuim. And what about benches that are not kavuim? Now you have a problem. It sounds like we don't just say, well, you know, everything in the shul is a tzarech tefillah. I'm not trying to make problems, okay, this, I'm saying what it sounds like over here, yeah.
Wait.
I mean, you got the shulchan, right? Yeah, the shulchan. Well, if you put your sitter on the table and you're reading, oh, you're saying the bima is where they're laying from. Yeah, so bima really is better because it's kavua. That you have the milah that's kavua. Even if it moves, it has its place. So it always goes back to that same place. I don't know. I'm not 100% convinced that that's true. That's what I'm wondering. For Mr. Burr, he only said the table that you're using, the stender that you're using, and when he spoke about benches, he didn't say the benches are because they're just part of the shul and everything's for the need of the tefillah. He said benches are kavua. Benches have their place. So it sounds like it's not so simple just to say that everything in the room is Tzarech Tefillah. That's all. I'm not. Again, this halacha is not ma'akev, I'd say, but it could be that there's an inyan. If you could get a direct line to the wall without things in the way, chairs and tables and other things, it could be that's an inyan. You're asking about the windows. I think the windows are part of the wall, but l'chora, the shades, we'll talk about. The Rambam says shades are no problem as long as they don't have pictures. Yeah, so if you have blinds or shades or whatever, it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah. What are we up to? Let's go further now. So we spoke about a davar kavua is not a problem. We spoke about the Ramah holds that big things are a problem, small things are not a problem. Then we have other poskim that hold that small things also could be a problem. Now, let's go further. V'kein balei chayim. The Shulchan Aruch says that animals, you never saw animals in your shul, I hope, but animals are not chetzitzes. Afilu Adam, an Adam is also not chetzitz. And the Mishnah Berurah the Ramah is going to disagree with this. He claims that this is a typo, that it's a mistake in the Shulchan Aruch, because in the tour where the Shulchan Aruch got this from, and the Shulchan Aruch himself in the Beis Yosef, says that Bali Chaim are a chetzitza and Bnei Adam are not a chetzitza. And we'll see clearly from the next sif in Shulchan Aruch that he says that there's Yesh Mi Sha'omer, some say that an Adam is a chetzitza. It's mashma that the previous Shulchan Aruch had to have said that an Adam is not a chetzitza. So the Ramah is going to correct this. Hagar v'li nira the Bali Chaim chetzitza. An animal is a chetzitza. The Adam ain't a chetzitza. But an Adam is not chetzitza. V'kein nira svaras ha-poiskim, and so seems the svara of the poiskim, that's why, as I was telling you, the tour and the Beis Yosef himself, the Efsher, the Nafal tells the svaram, it could be that there's a mistake that fell into the Shulchan Aruch, and what he meant to say was that Balei Chaim are chetzitza, and the Adam is not a chetzitza. That's what the Shulchan Aruch meant to say, and somehow it got to be a mistake that Balei Chaim are also not a chetzitza. But no, Balei Chaim are a chetzitza, and Adam is not a chetzitza. Let's go further. Siv Chavbeis, V'yesh Misha Oimer, Sheish Lizayar, Miliz Palo Achrei Shum Adam. Some say that a person is a chetzitza, and you should avoid standing behind somebody in the shul. Oh, I see you're laughing. It's, who could do this? It's not possible. You're ready to put on a long coat and an up hat and stand on the mizrachvant, because who else gets his prime seat? But toiv lachus l'dvarav. It's toiv lachus l'dvarav. It'd be good if you could avoid this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah was also bothered by this. Who can be makayim this halacha to avoid standing behind a person? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasa b'sefer Maimer Mordechai, the Maimer Mordechai also was bothered by this, and he addressed the issue, L'chayri yesh l'taktik b'zeh. Let's think about this for a minute. The E.F. Charlie Zion b'zeh, who could be careful about this? The E.F. Charlie Zion, Kol Am, I'm the Mabesa Knesset, Negat HaKaisa, B'liyav Zakazat. The entire shul is going to have to stand by the, you're going to have a shul that, you know, is extremely wide, very narrow, and everybody's got his own spot by the wall. Whoever it is, that's a shul. There's a depth to the shul, and somebody has to be standing behind people. It's not possible otherwise. So how can we yotze this halacha? So therefore, it seems, as the Maimer Mordechai, de'af la yesh aymrim, even according to this yesh aymrim, even the machmir la'yav a hefsek gamar. It's not mamish a hefsek. It's not really he's not over on this halacha of not having a chatzitza, shehi aser l'chol adam, that it should be aser. Oh, the Yeruz Ba'alma, it's a good thing. There's this whole inyan of being next to the wall is that you just want to be totally secluded, you and Hashem, there's nothing there, only the wall, there's no distractions, nothing in the world. So, you know, there's madrigas. If you could have it in such a way that there's nobody there in front of you, it's great. That would also be nice. You're asking. Somebody has to be in the back of the shul. So that's what's bothering us. Somebody has to be in the back of the shul. Talk upon him. You know, if a person wants to have such a tefillah like his kiyo, so you got to be right next to the wall. Mama's next to the wall.
What era are we talking
about? Yeah, okay. So the truth is you're asking about animals in the shul. We're not allowed to go talking about in the shul. Come anywhere. Anytime you're davening, there shouldn't be something between you and the wall. So if he has a pet donkey and having to be in the house, okay, whatever it is, it shouldn't be a chatzitza between him and the wall. Yeah, very good. So actually, I'll tell you an interesting halacha. You'll appreciate this. The Ramah later in Simon Kuf Aleph and the Darkei Moshe has a kasha. So I can remind myself what his kasha was. I remember the word, but kuf base. Just a second, Simon kuf base. Yeah, you're not allowed to be sitting in the dalet amos of a person who is being mispalo. And it goes in all directions. So the Ramah had an akasha, he had a stira in the poiskim, so he wanted to say that this halacha, that one place it says that a person is not chaytzeit, like over here, and over there, there's a poiskim that says that it is chaytzeit. A person's chaytzeit. See, the Ramah, he tried to say one way, tried another way. He ends up saying that a person, maybe who is davening, so he's not a chatzitza, that's an adam. But a person who's not davening, so he's a behemah, he's like a behemah. He's not davening, so he's a chatzitza. That's what the Ramah says of this. So you know, there's adam or behemah. There's different. When he's in the mode of being a mispalel, so he's an adam. If he's not a mispalel, so he's like a behemah. So you can have such a thing. Okay, we don't paskel like that. The lice, but I'll kapan him. That's an interesting tidbit. Let's go further. So we said it's just here is Ba'alma, you should be as careful as you can. So it's certainly a mila, but basic anesis, so the chiyaytze boy, if he's in at his home, so he can certainly control his environment, he's diving right by the wall. If he's in the shul, the chiyaytze boy, in a place where he doesn't have such control of his environment, the efshar bin yachar, there's no other way, and his seat happens to not be by the wall. No question, he certainly can daven by the person. He doesn't have to feel bad about it. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. A person who is careful, what he knows, he should find a place that's by the wall. That's, if he could, he should find a place by the wall. But if it's not possible, don't worry about it. Let's go further. Sif Chav Gimel. We mentioned the Rambam wrote in a tshuva that the blinds or the tapestries, things, wall hangings, are not a problem. That's not called a chetitza. But if they are colored, if they're designed, then they're distracting, so then it's not ideal to daven in front of them. And the Rambam says that whenever we were in such a shul, in such a place where we daven, we closed our eyes. That's what the Rambam himself writes about himself. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chav Gimel, HaBegadim HaMetzuyarim, the begadim which are designed, Afal Pi She'enam Boltais, even though they don't stick out, they're just hanging from the walls, Ein Nachlein Lis Palo Kenegdam. It's not right to daven next to them. The im yikra loy lis palo keneged beged by kaisel metzuyur, and if he happens to be in front of a wall that has a wall hanging or has a design on the wall, pictures on the wall, yalameina, he should just close his eyes. Let's go a little further. Haga v'lechein aser gam kein letzayir tziyurim besfarim. Therefore, it's aser. This is aser to make pictures in the sfarim. That you're mispalel from. It's mevatel as kavana. It's distractions. He has all kinds of pictures on the sides of the page, and it distracts him from the focus on the tefillah. I've seen this. We have sometimes in Nachzarim or in benches. They have all kinds of pictures. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do that because you get distracted by the designs and the pictures. Okay, I don't know about it, just some of the design, but I think the pictures are distracting. And therefore, it's better not to have that. Better to use a bencher that doesn't have it. Just words. Ask about stained glass windows. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that if it's high up, out of the just normal eye view, is not a problem. A lot of old shuls had the stained glass windows, and presumably it's only connected his eyes, like the Mishnah Berurah says. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. I am Sivka 9. Ain't nothing. We said it's not proper for a person to be davening in front of the tapestries. He shouldn't be looking at the pictures. It will distract him from his tefillas. But the begadim are not a problem of chatzitza. So if you have blinds or shades or anything else, that's no problem in terms of the halacha of chatzitza, and as long as it's not designed, it doesn't have anything distracting on it, so then it wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. But if it has a design, that's the issue that he says over here, the distracting, so it's better not. L'chein, im ein mitzuyarim, v'tzuluyim ala kaisel, shari lis pal negdam. If they're not designed, and they're just hanging on the wall, it's permitted to daven opposite them. Ayin aleph, tzuyarim b'sfarim. The Ramah says that for the same reason, we should not have pictures in the sfarim. So for the same reason, you should be careful that there shouldn't be pictures in the shul that are eyes level. It should be higher than a person. So you're asking about the same glass windows. If it's higher than kaimas ish, then it should be no problem. Yeah, clear? Good. Asilis paul kenet nuhalacha. Asilis paul kenegan amara. It's usher to daven opposite a mirror. Sometimes if the person's in a chasana hall or something like that, you find that there's mirrors and they want a nice place to daven. Don't daven over there. The Mexican mishtachabe the babu ashalay. It looks like he's bowing down to his reflection. Babu is a reflection. V'hainu, ap be'inayim stumait, even if his eyes are closed. It means that if his eyes are open, Tom is distracting. He has this person dominating in front of him. But even without that, even if his eyes are closed, so it's still a problem because it looks like he's bowing down to this guy in front of him. If his eyes are open, then anyway, it's a problem of bitul kavana. There are people that are makpid to, if let's say at nighttime and the windows are reflecting, they close the shade so they shouldn't be in front of the reflection. There are poiskim that are makel, but it certainly is a makom to be makpid on that, not to be diving in front of a reflection. Or also, let's say they talk about reflective marble. And it could also be if you could see the image in the marble, like a very dark color, a black marble or something like that. So then it could be that it would be ideal not to daven in front of that he sees his image. Yeah? Let's go further. One last halacha here in the Ramah. That we're talking about the begadim that we shouldn't daven in front of the colored begadim, but it's an inyan, a nice thing. Says Rama, but there's something that's not just a nice thing to avoid. It's really something wrong. Aval begadim shemitzir aleihem divrei tiflus, begadim that have divrei tiflus, things that are inappropriate, afilu leishev aleihem the basic anesis, or it could be maybe avodah zarah things. I'm not sure. Either inappropriate or avodah zarah. Afilu leishev aleihem the basic anesis. Also, even if you're sitting on it, which is not, you know, it's not distracted by it in any way. Aval kapanim, it shouldn't be in the shul. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it shouldn't be in his house either. Yeah, it says the Mishnah Berurah in base. Do not bring ta'eva, an abomination. Don't bring ta'eva into your house. Even a house is aser, so not the shul, not his house, shouldn't have these things. Let's go further. Chav dalet. So we're discussing weiter things where the place where he's davening. So a person not only has to pick the right shul, but he has to pick the right position in relation to his rebbe. Lo yispalo b'tzad rabbi, a person should not be mispalo next to his rebbe. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it makes him look like he's equal to his rebbe. But achari rabbi, that also looks a little bit like he's the next in line, he's right behind his rebbe. So also he shouldn't be behind his rebbe. Below the fanot, he shouldn't be in front of his rebbe, because then looks like the rebbe is subservient to him, he's bowing down to him. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The H. Imrim, others say, to call that, this is only if he's davening b'yachidus, meaning that he could choose where he wants to stand, and he happens to pick either next to his rebbe, behind his rebbe, in front of his rebbe, that's a problem. Aval b'tzibur, if it's b'tzibur, and everybody just has their place where they daven, im kachu seidu yeshivazah, this is just his seat, ein locho shimizpal lofanav le'achrav, he doesn't have to worry if he's standing either in front of him or behind him, it's no problem. Even though it would be preferable to be machmer, the minig is lahakel, to be mekel. Says the Shulchan Aruch one more halacha, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Im herkek dalad amleis mutter. If he's dalad amleis away, so it's a different reshus, and then it's no problem. It's not a problem of standing next to him, behind him, in front of him. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ayin gimel. But tzad rabbi is a problem. Next to him is a problem. Ki yura. Arrogant, shemara shu shavil a rabbi. He appears as if he is equal to his rabbi. For rabbi, who do we mean when we say rabbi? Haino shiroiv chachmas lehimenu, that he learned the majority of his learning from this person, like gadol hador. Or a gadol hador, he didn't have to learn anything from him, but he has the chashivas of rabbi. Kasav chay adam nearly dehuad in avit. The same halacha as his father. He should not be davening next to his father, in front of his father, behind his father. El Chayra, a father who wants to be Michael, he could be Michael. If he wants his son, the Davka, to sit next to him, so then he certainly could do that. However, it's the son's obligation to give cover to his father, not to make himself equal, if he could. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Dalid. Well, Acharei Rabbi shouldn't be standing behind his Rebbe. So we have a few reasons. One we mentioned, the Mechzik Nami Kiyuara, looks like arrogance, so he's next in line. But there are other reasons. It looks like he's bowing down to his rabbi. He's right behind him, and he's bowing down to him. So that's a problem. Others say another reason. He causes his rabbi tsar. What's the tsar? The rabbi is going to finish his Shemon Asrei before the Talmud. But while the Talmud is still davening, so the rabbi is going to have to wait for the Talmud to finish davening. We know halacha, the person is not allowed to pass in front of somebody davening, and he can't even take his 3 steps back into the Dalet Amos, the person who is davening. So Mimela, the Rebbe is going to have tsar. So we have 3 reasons why the Talmud should not be behind his Rebbe. One is because it looks like arrogance. He's comparing himself in some way by putting himself right behind the Rebbe. 2 is it looks like the Talmud is bowing down to the Rebbe. And 3 is that when the Rebbe finishes the Shemona Esrei before the Talmud, the Rebbe is going to be b'tzar, that he's going to have to wait for the Talmud to finish his Shemona Esrei. It looks like we're out of time. We'll continue this tomorrow.